This is the Cleveland Browns Report, delivered exclusively on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns Media Network.
Hi, everybody. I'm Jim Donovan. Welcome to another edition of the Cleveland Browns Report right here on ClevelandBrowns.com. On Tuesday, new Browns defensive coordinator Ray Horton was introduced to the media here in Berea. And after that session, I had a chance to sit down with Ray Horton for an exclusive one-on-one interview. Welcome to Ray Horton, the new defensive coordinator of the Cleveland Browns. And you have gotten a taste of Browns mania, Browns fans' passion right away. I'm sure from the moment you touched down and came into Cleveland, everybody wants to know, what is the defense going to look like? What are they running? But it's because they care so much. I'm sure you got a feeling for that.
It is. I'm telling you, the first night I went out, I was stuck in the office, just grinding away late at night for 2 days in a row. And we finally get a break, and we go to the Roadhouse over here and having dinner. And the owner comes up and goes, we're excited to have you guys here, season ticket holder. I'm like, wow, this is my first time out in the city. I'm at the airport, the baggage handler, same thing. Glad to have you. We're hungry. We want a championship. And then I just landed in the airport, and season ticket holder comes up. I'm in the dog pound, third row up on the right. The fans have been unbelievable, the support, and it's only 7 days into the process.
It's really amazing, though, how people get really tied up in terms, in configurations, formations, things like that. And I think that's pretty cool. It brings you to the level of passion that the fans have. So for the Browns fans everywhere watching this, what will the Browns defense look like?
Aggressive, downhill, attacking. And that's the only terms I want to use, I want to be aggressive, I want to be downhill, I want to attack. I don't want to be passive, I want to be downhill, aggressive, and attack.
Ray, where did you become most influenced in what you do defensively? Where did you learn your defense?
Okay. Obviously from playing. You learn certain things as a player. Philosophy-wise, I think I learned from, the main thing from Jimmy Johnson and Dick LeBeau. One of my philosophies personally is no matter who you meet, you can learn something from them. Sometimes you learn, wow, I want to be that kind of guy. I want to do it that way. But I think the most valuable lessons sometimes, those are the easy lessons. The valuable ones are, wow, I don't want to do that. I don't want to make that mistake. I think a lot of people miss that learning curve of, oh, shoot, that's a poor way of doing something. That's not the right way to do something. And Jimmy Johnson in Dallas, I think, was a master motivator. He got something out of you that you didn't know you had in you. And then from an X and O schematically, I think Dick LeBeau probably formed me most. He was my position coach when I was a player. And then being with him as a coach, just the ins and outs of actually the X and O's, how you draw something up, how you stop, and how you attack an offense.
It looks as though, and we watched it, grow up a lot last year, but a very, very young defense that ended up having a lot of young players play, though. They played a lot last year, so they were in the fire a great deal, and I'm sure that will help them now getting used to your defense, but also coming into their second year of play.
I think the maturation process is really, really, we have a great foundation with that. They played a lot of snaps last year. They improved last year. So for me to come in, really all I hope is they have a linguistic problem where it's just a different term, different language that they're learning, whether Coach Geron used this and I use this. It really doesn't matter. It's semantics. But what I want them to do is understand the essence of the defense is going to be aggressive downhill attacking defense.
So your words describe the defense, and maybe not people shouldn't get so hung up on the numbers in the front. 3-4, 4-3. In fact, you said, hey, listen, we'll probably pop around and show a lot of different configurations.
We do. I really match up to what I'm looking at. What do they do best? And if I can take that away by using certain people, X at the Y position, that's really what I'm about, is matchups and not really who's on the field, because sometimes we're going to have, maybe three corners on the field, not two safeties. Sometimes we're going to have, three safeties, not two safeties. It really doesn't matter to me. It's about matchups and what gives us the best chance to win the game.
All right, Coach, I would imagine you've popped those tapes in. You've watched all the games. You've taken a look at it. So now what do you do? What comes up next in these upcoming weeks?
Yeah, I've got a great look at the personnel and what they do well. And part of that process is hiring our coaching staff, which we're just about complete. The NFL free agency period's coming up. We'll have to look at these the other players that are available out there, and also our players. What do we do best? How can we put our players in the best position? So as we hit the ground running with our coaching staff, evaluating our players, looking at the free agent players out there around the league, and make the Cleveland Browns a better team.
That's all for this edition of the Cleveland Browns Report. I'm Jim Donovan. See you next time.
Browns fans, lock in your seats for the 2013 season today. Place deposits for new 2013 season tickets and receive great benefits, including your choice of the best available seats. Go to clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434.